My Ablum Dysfunctional Aesthetical Mind, Book 1, Table of Contents, 1, The Dysfunctional Family, 2, Drugs You Should Try, 3, Pride, 4, Hypocrisy, 5, Have You Ever Been to Heaven at Night, 6, I Died on My Toilet Seat, 7, Dead Man Watching.
Episode 1, The Dysfunctional Family. Ethan and Tiwala Ade had recently exchanged their vows, eager to embark on their journey as a married couple. However, what should have been a time of joy and excitement soon revealed the challenges that awaited them. They had been married for 5 months, enjoying the stable and loving relationship. But beneath their ordinary lives, Tiwalade had been harboring a secret desire that she could not keep it in any longer. As they cuddled on the cozy couch in the living room, they found solace in each other's presence. Kulian Folayan's October 1st movie was playing on their smart television. Ethan thought they were enjoying each other's company, but Tiwalade was nervous, her heart pounding, her palms sweaty, and she knew it was time to share a secret. "Ethan," Tiwalade said, her voice barely above a whisper, "I have something important to tell you, something that has been weighing on my mind for a while now." Ethan's attention was divided. "Because you do not disturb a man while such a captivating movie is playing." "What is it, Tiwa?" He looked at her. He saw the tears welled up in her eyes as she spoke, and that caught his attention. I want to be a stripper." His eyes shot up with surprise. His mouth could not find the words as his brain was processing what his wife had just told him in a million ways. The newlyweds shared a deep bond and a common understanding their financial situation posed a significant challenge when it came to starting a family. They recognized the responsibility and financial commitments that raising children entail. With house rent and the rising cost of living, additional expenses of childcare, school fees, healthcare, to their already strained budgets would not be wise. Despite their love for children, Ethan and Tiwalade made the decision to prioritize their financial stability and hold off having kids for the time being. Stripping is a lucrative profession, Ethan, offering high-earning potential in a relatively short amount of time, Tiwalade started. "By leveraging my physical attributes and dance skills, I can generate additional income to what you already make. That will provide us the opportunity to pay off debts, save for our future, and create a more stable financial foundation. I am committed to prioritizing our relationship and ensuring our boundaries and values are respected throughout this journey. And I believe that together, we can overcome our financial challenges and build a brighter future." "This is unexpected, Tiwa. Help me understand why you feel this way." Ethan finally said something. His face was crooked with anger, disbelief, shock, as he confronted the unsettling truth about what Tiwalade had just told him. His anger was filled by a sense of wounded pride and a fear of societal judgment. He wrestled between finding his love for her and deep-rooted stigma attached to her desire, but only Lord, he was willing to listen. She sighed, grateful for her husband's openness to listen. Ethan digested her words, and though his initial shock took months to transform into understanding, he realized that Tiwalade was doing more than sacrificing herself for the need of the family. Her desire was rooted from a deeper need for personal growth, and he admired her courage in expressing her true desires. Tears of joy rolled down Tiwalade's face as she embraced her husband, feeling grateful for his undying support. Together, they embarked on a new chapter in their marriage, navigating uncharted territory and dancing to tune that played. While Tiwalade researched for local dance classes, seeking professional training to sharpen her skills, and her stunning beauty was an added advantage to her captivating dance skills, as she quickly gained attention within the club she worked. Ethan, a pillar of strength, he took on the role of a manager and business strategist. Together, they launched a series of businesses and diversified their income streams. Their combined effort and entrepreneurial spirit enabled them to live a life of luxury, traveling the world for vacations, residing in exquisite homes, and indulging in the finer things of life. Her decision to pursue a career as a stripper brought her not only a newfound sense of liberation and empowerment, but also a stronger, more resilient connection with her husband. Friends and family expressed concerns, and they encountered moments of doubt. However, Ethan and Tiwalade faced these obstacles together, relying on their love, trust, and undying support from one another. Through their dysfunctional journey, they proved that with determination, teamwork, and audacity, one can build an extraordinary life beyond societal expectations, allowing individuals to embrace their authentic selves while navigating the complexities of life. Okay, welcome to my Abim Dysfunctional Aesthetical Mind once again. You just heard chapter 1. Stay tuned for chapter 2.
Hey guys, thank you for listening to the Dysfunctionals. I hope you've been educated and entertained and inspired by the previous episodes that have been released. Stay glued and keep listening. Peace.